And joining us right now, another advocate for the Magic of Christmas Adoptive Family Program, Michigan Athletic Director David Brandon. Dave, how you doing this morning?
Great, Sam. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. Well, you know, it goes without saying that, you know, you certainly have been a witness to how this community really steps up when called. We see it every year with our effort with Mott Children's Hospital and now with the Magic of Christmas Adoptive Family Program.
You bet. I've been a part of the Ann Arbor community for a long, long time, and there's a high level of generosity and community engagement here, and it's one of the things that we really work to instill in our student-athletes through our coaches and our administrators. We all want to pitch in and lead by example and offer opportunities for all of us to get connected with things that are important, and this Christmas program is something that we're really proud of. It's a bit of a tradition, and I appreciate you calling it to the attention of the community.
Have you noticed, and I know it's been a very short time, you say all the time, very small sample space for you as athletic director at Michigan, but have you noticed the teaching tool that programs like this happen to be for the student athletes? A great perspective giver, I like to think.
There's no question. I have kind of an open door policy, and it's rarely a day goes by that I don't have one or two student athletes floating through here looking for some advice, trying to figure out what's next for them. And coaches get even more of that, obviously. They're connected with these student athletes every day. And our ability to demonstrate to them by example how important it is for them to do something beyond, you know, just their schoolwork and something beyond just going out and competing in whatever sport they might be a part of, that they got to make a difference and they got to add back. And Mott Children's Hospital is, you know, one of the passions that exists in the department. There are so many more. And I have to shout out, you know, Sherry Wilcox's name from the athletic ticket office here. She's been coordinating this effort for literally the past decade in athletics. And it's gotten so big that Debbie started her own, Debbie Williams has started her own foundation, the Magic for Christmas, and she's coordinated with Sherry, and this Adopt a Family program has, over the last 14 years, helped close to 1,000 families and over 3,000 children. I mean, that is just unbelievable. And so I'm new to this program specifically, but I'm incredibly impressed with the way that Debbie and Sherry and all of the folks who have worked here for a long time have made this thing get bigger and better every year and made a difference in our community. I think it's just great.
Yeah, we're talking to Michigan Athletic Director David Brandon this morning on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, online at WTK.com. You mentioned you're amazingly impressed. You have to be amazingly gratified as well by the fact that you talked about the duration of this effort within your department, in addition to the fact that this program, I mean, this is the vision of a former Michigan athlete in Debbie Williams Hope.
That's right. Debbie is really the one who has shouldered the wheel on this, but she's like every other great leader. She understands it takes a team, and calling out Sherry for her work within the athletic department, and really over the last 10 to 15 years, all the coaches, administrators, and athletes from various teams who have taken part, everybody does something, you know, whether it's buying presents and contributing presence, whether it's contributing cash, whether it's contributing time, you know, whether it's connecting with the police departments from Ann Arbor, Saline, Washtenaw County, Chelsea, all the areas that we connect with to deliver the toys to the children. It's just an amazing undertaking and a great time of year to do it. So I'm really proud to be associated with it.
Well, quick question for you. We have a Michigan-branded team grill that we're going to auction off. So we are wondering, you know, we feel like the value of it increases if we can get a signature from David Brandon on this grill. So we're wondering, hey, you know, athletic director David Brandon on the spot, say, can we get a signature on this grill?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope it doesn't devalue the merchandise, but to the extent that will help you, or if there's anything else I can do to help you raise money and contribute to what we're all trying to accomplish here. You've talked me into doing some pretty crazy things in the past, and I'm okay with that.
Well, Dave,
it's all for a good purpose.
We do appreciate that, and I do have to ask you one question slightly related to Adopt the Family, because one of your coaches was with us yesterday at one of our kickoff events at Walmart, and that's gymnastics coach Bev Plocky. Have you been studying tape getting ready to be a judge on Sunday at the Inner Squad?
I am probably the most unqualified judge in the
world. No, you're not.
No, you're talking to the two most unqualified judges that you're going to be joining.
Well, then, I think we can just fumble through it together. It'll be a lot of fun. When Bev invited me, I said, I've got to do that, of course. That'll be great fun, and we'll be incompetent together, but I guarantee you we'll have fun.
Well, Dave, as we let you go, one question is not the most common when you're receiving these days. Just a little, glimpse of Dave Brandon's thinking. We're getting a lot of questions right now on the show. People asking, hey, you know, this timeline that David Brandon has, will it impact recruiting? How concerned are you about that, or is that a major concern for you at all?
I have to look at the big picture. That's what I do, and the way I approach things, and the big picture is what's most important. Everything impacts recruiting. Everything you do, everything you say, every part of your program affects recruiting, and that would be the case across all 27 of our sports. And you know, there's all this firestorm about speculation and all that. And what I try to be is infinitely consistent. And we have our banquet tomorrow night. We have a bowl game to play. We have 15 practices to go out and get better and get prepared to play undoubtedly a really fine opponent in a bowl game. The players and the coaches have earned the right to go to a bowl, and they have earned the right to stay focused on that and get that experience behind them, and hopefully in a positive way. And that's what we're doing, and that's what I've been saying all season long. So all of the firestorm of speculation and activity that's trying to move timetables in terms of when and how I evaluate programs, just it isn't going to work. It is the way it is.
Gotcha.
And Dave, last one that we have for you. We know the number one thing you get calls, whether it's advice, unsolicited advice, or calls and questions, obviously, about what you were just addressing. What's number two? What's the second most asked thing, or is there even a number two right now?
Oh, I have so many connection points with so many folks affiliated with the program. It's one of the really interesting things about the job is you never know what tomorrow will bring. So I can be talking one day with a group of people that are really excited about our men's soccer team going out in the quarterfinals and really achieving, being at a place we've never been, and that's exciting. And I got a lot of messages last night who folks who were really proud of our basketball team. I thought, I think our basketball team is surprising some people in terms of taking on some pretty good opponents, going on the road and playing well. And there's a lot of buzz about that. There's a lot of things going on at Michigan Athletics, and most of them are very, very positive. And I get a lot of feedback and a lot of positive energy from people who get caught up in that. And so that's what keeps you going, because it's a job that has a lot of terrific young people, a lot of hardworking, talented coaches, and a lot of devoted, passionate fans who all come together on a daily basis and go out and represent the University of Michigan. And that's why I love this job.
Oh, Dave, I know you got to go. You should be pleased to know, though, that since you've been on the air, two more families were adopted. So people are definitely stepping up, and we appreciate you taking the time out with us this morning.
Thank you very much for all you do, and thanks for helping support this important program. And it's a pleasure to be with you this morning. Happy holiday season to you and all your listeners, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch.
Yeah, we'll see you on Sunday.
You got it.
All right, that was Michigan Athletic Director and our co-judge, the Michigan.
I feel a little better.
Inter-squad meet. Inter-squad women's gymnastics.
Since
meet
he's not studying tape or anything, I feel a little better.
Yeah, I think he undervalues his qualifications, especially relative to ours there. So it should be fun, though. It always is when we go out there. And this Sunday at 1 p.m., if you're in the neighborhood, you want to come on out, get a glimpse of the 2010-2011 Michigan women's gymnastics team. Come on out. We're going to have a great time.
All right, and Sam, we have the tickets for the Big Show at the Big House up for auction. Minimum bid, $50 for each pair. Section 20, row 47, seats 9 and 10, seats 11 and 12. So you can bid on one pair. You can bid on both pairs if you're looking for four tickets together. Those are available 734-998-1050, your studio at WTK.com. And coming up on the other side of the break, we will announce the initial bid for the Michigan-branded team grill that we will take and get signed by Athletic Director Dave Brandon. And we're going to provide the winner of the grill with a pen, marker, whatever it is that Paul and Stacia provided with us, that is heat to, I mean, they put it on this metal. They signed, they wrote on it, they put on the metal, and they cooked it on the grill for like forever. And it didn't wear off, so this pen is heat resistant up to a lot. I'm not going to give you a number, but up to a lot. So we'll get a signature on that, and then you'll get a pen. So if you want to get more signatures on it, you can do that. But we'll open up that bidding on the other side of the break. But right now, bidding on tickets for the Big Chill at the Big House starts at $50 per pair. Section 20, row 47, seats 9 and 10, seats 11 and 12, and a couple more ways that you can help with the Magic of Christmas Adopt a Family campaign, proudly sponsored by Suburban Chevy Cadillac Saab here in Ann Arbor.
All right, 734-998-1050. Keep those phones ringing. We will take more of your phone calls on 79. The other side. 79,
fam. We're taking the 79th right now.
All right. We are going to make 80 yet.
And then we'll call Debbie for more names.
Absolutely. We'll take your phone calls. Michigan basketball, they win last night. You heard David Brandon say, hey, he is undeterred. That timeline will stay the same. You feel about that? We'll get to your phone calls on the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK.